I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show with Taryn Daly.
I have the knees of Amy Schumer, but I want the knees of Nikki Glaser.
And Steve Migs.
I barely ever wash my feet, and I'm still alive.
On The Rock 99.9 KISW.
Rockaholics, last week we were able to chat about a very special individual, a 10-year-old by the name of Cooper Wallace, yes, who just took home the gold. Not for the first time, but for the second consecutive year at the European Goal Screeching Championship. This is that moment. We ended up tracking down Cooper and his family, and they join us now all the way from the UK.
So we have Cooper. Cooper, you're 10, and then your sister Shelby. Shelby, you're 7 years old.
Yeah.
So Cooper, at what point growing up did you know that you could imitate a seagull as well as you do?
Well, it was around 3 years ago, about this year. So 3 years ago, I was in Devon on Woolacombe Beach, and I was eating this ham sandwich, and a massive seagull just came and landed on my shoulders, launched its head over my head, and nipped my knuckle. So we all think it's a Spider-Man effect.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then all my family in the holiday house are like, I swear down, there is a seagull following us. So my parents were actually quite concerned, weren't you? You actually thought it was an actual seagull.
It was just Cooper.
And I was like, that was me. And then they were telling me to stop. But then when we heard about the competition, they were like, Cooper, keep doing it. So they were like going from disliking it to liking it for somehow.
He's the shy, quiet boy, but loud. Sorry. So he's shy, but loud. We always hear you as well. So
I will go and ask a McDonald's man or lady to go and get me some fries or something. Or
Shelby will go and talk to any stranger.
But I won't do it if it's someone that I don't know, like not from a shop or something. Yeah.
Right. So it's either radio people, McDonald's employees, otherwise don't speak to anybody.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So Cooper, when you do the seagull screeching competition, how many other people are competing for the title?
There was 10 last year, 21 this year. That was just in the children's category.
If you're just joining us, we are talking with Cooper Wallace and his family. He won the European Goal Screeching Championship 2 years running.
And Taryn, I don't know if you're looking because we have you guys on Zoom, and Cooper and also Shelby are currently dressed as seagulls, which is like the coolest thing ever. All right, so we did this last week. When we first heard about it, we all got into a little bit of a debate to see who on our show is a better seagull screecher. And according to our listeners, or at least one listener, they said that our friend Taryn Daly over here is the best. But I feel like the listener has no resume, has no accolades, has no medals like our friend Cooper does. But we were hoping maybe we could do our seagull impressions for you guys and you determine who from our show is the best seagull.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
So should we start with the champion?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay, you start
first.
Okay,
here we go, Cooper.
Pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, save the judgment until you hear yours truly over here.
That one was good too.
And now Danny. What's yours, Australian?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
all right. Cooper, Shelby, who are you picking?
Taryn.
You heard it from the lips of the champion.
I'm sorry. No, I couldn't hear it. The Zoom feed was doing something weird. I didn't hear any of that. I think I heard Steve. All right. Who's second place?
Steve. Steve.
Let's go. I'll take the silver. Danny, you're the worst.
That's fine.
Well, you guys are such a fun family, and we're so glad that we got to chat with you all about the European Goal Screeching Championship. What a cool event, and we look forward to more updates along the way.
Oh, thank you so much for having us on. I'm really pleased we could make the time difference work for you guys as well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
The Daily Mix Show.